So today is Wednesday, October
6th. No, wait. Wait till 8 o'clock.
Today is Wednesday, October 6th, 2021, and this is the new moon session. And for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. And now, just wanted to let you know I'm on Facebook Live and I'm on free conference call, HD.
Do you have a website too?
I'm sorry? What do you say?
Do you have a website?
Oh, for God's sake. I have multiple websites. I have BodyTalkingBeyond.com and I have NewMoonSessions.com. So thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome.
So do you have an intention?
Me?
Yeah.
Give me a moment.
Well, hello.
Maybe Angela.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fascinating the way it's beginning, isn't it? It's like, okay, I thought I was in a flow, and all of a sudden, no.
Welcome to Mercury in retrograde and five other planets. Yay!
Yeah.
And North directing.
Although I think Pluto just went direct, so that's not really the one you want to lead with, but okay, we'll do it.
Hey, I like Pluto. That's a good one.
I like Pluto, but that whole death and creation cycle is for real. So I think in honor of that, I would like to say I just want to be open to all of the endings and all the beginnings. And be open to receiving all the new good things that are on their way right now.
That is awesome.
For you guys on Facebook, I hope you heard that. But just in case, I'm going to reiterate it, okay, Ange? And you tell me if I missed it or messed it up. Okay. So Angela would like to be ready for all the beginnings and all the endings. And what else?
All the new good things that are on their way right now.
Beautiful. And all the new good things that are on their way right now.
And Angela, you kind of spoke what I've been experiencing, and I feel like this is similar to my intention as well, that I am thankful for all the things that I was able to let go and all the new things that are coming my way in his goodness. And that I'm very much listening to what's happening right now, and I'm very present to that, and I'm grateful that I am able to listen.
Yeah, that is good. Today the energy felt really fast. Like things, for me personally, things have just felt like in a cocoon, and today it was like the energy was going in multiple directions at one time.
For all my Facebook friends, I hope you can hear Angela because it's really good information. So if you can't, let me know.
I like what Norman just said about being able to listen, because it's like everything's coming in so fast. Like I'm not sure what to listen to in the right, like in this moment, right? So, and it feels like all of the energies are working together, but they're kind of coming in all at one time. You know how it seems like everything kind of collapses at one time or everything raises up at one time? And that,
yes.
To me, that's what it has felt like just in the last few days. But today, especially with things moving, I could feel it like, oh, we're moving now. Oh, we're moving fast. Like here's like five different things that I've been wanting to look at, and I had all of them to look at once, and so each kind of in their own time. So being able to listen to, okay, it's now is this time, and now is this time, and now is this time, just so that everything goes in a right order.
Beautiful. And I just see Jackie just said she's in North Carolina right now, and she said she can't hear well. So if anybody else can't hear, let me know. I'm going to kind of give a synopsis of everything Angela said. You'll be able to hear it on the recording of the audio. I hope it comes through in this Facebook recording. Otherwise, it just looks like I'm standing here listening. Nobody can hear anything. But what she was talking about is interesting, because she's talking about everything seems to be moving at once, because this new moon is in Libra, and Libra is all about harmony and bringing things, balancing, bringing good things to light, because there have been so many planets in retrograde up until now, and they're all starting to kind of, many of them are still in retrograde, but today Pluto went direct, and they're starting to go back into that dynamic over the next week and a half or so. And what she was saying is, it's like she's trying to listen, and so this is interesting, Jackie, because Jackie says, I can't hear well, and Angela kind of said that, actually, because she said she's trying to listen to everything that's coming in now, but there's so much coming in, so there's a challenge of what to listen to, because it's all coming in at once is how it seems. And that's kind of funny, because that's really kind of the way this session started. It started with, it started before I got online. I was feeling a lot of anxiety, so I was meditating and kind of getting started and trying to get quiet, and then I came on early, and then it was like a little bit of everything being turned one way. And so it feels like that's spot on, Angela. Spot on.
And I might like to add to it, maybe you want to hold up the phone to your new computer microphone, so people might be able to hear what we are saying on the phone.
I can try that, but I also would like you to actually either come closer to your mic, because Angela is much louder and clearer than you are, and you're in the next room. So
I don't understand. I mean, like, I'm right here at my phone, but I'm on speaker. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, but I'm on speaker.
Is this
better? You can hear me well, right?
Is this better?
Yeah, this is better.
Okay, then it's okay. My speaker phone when I'm on speaker. Anyway, so I feel like you could hold up the phone to the microphone on your computer so people can hear what we say on the phone. But I like to add that Mercury is definitely in retrograde for another 2 weeks, and this is a really good time to listen. And so what I said and Angela referred to is, yes, listening is, I'm grateful for being able to hear things and able to listen to things, and this is the perfect time for that.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that? I am holding the phone up to the computer more. So are you able to hear it more? You know, it's a challenge kind of balance this free conference call and Facebook at the same time. So are you hearing it? Anybody? So I'm going to start to share with you guys.
I'm hearing it all.
Hi. Yay.
I'm hearing it just fine, too, but I'm on the call.
And Andy, yay.
Mr. Andy, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
That's
like
Neil, my
friend. Let me tell you.
Jackie can now hear. She turned up her volume more. So
that makes sense. That helps.
I imagine everybody else can hear. So I'm going to actually read some of the things that the people are putting on Facebook for you guys. So Jackie has an intention to get new business offerings created. Mimi says hers is to cultivate more energy to act, to accomplish things that have been low energy past weeks. So Mimi, I think that you will, from what we were just talking about with everything being in retrograde, the low energy kind of makes sense, because we've all kind of been in that, almost that backwards kind of energy that's like holding you back, but purposely. It's a time, we've been in a time in this lull time of basically clearing up old stuff, clearing up old patterns, clearing up old habits, and we're still in that cleanup space. So it's a really good time over the next 2 weeks to maintain that process and then allow the energy to just kind of move you forward organically, because it will. I'm getting quite clearly it will. So with that. So what else? And Andy says, need to hold space for discernment. And that is so true. what we've been doing is in our outer world, in our world construct, which, by the way, you guys have probably heard me say this before, the earth is a sentient being. The world is a construct of our man-made mind. It's the Matrix, literally, different than the movie, but similar. So what we want to do is maintain that space for discernment rather than judgment, because we have set up a system that's all about judgment, which is theoretically another way to say discernment, but not. It's a lot different energy. So it's really coming from this softer, gentler space, spaciousness, to allow breathing space. With that said, let's all take 3 full breaths in and out. I'm going to set the phone down and take 3 full breaths in and out and just tap your head, your heart, and your belly with every breath in and out, in and out, in and out. Okay? So let's do that now. And do it in your own rhythm. Need to close out the space a little more and bring some calm to the energy. So, who else? Who else has something to say either on Facebook or on free conference call?
Well, I'd love to get my hand healed up. I just had surgery on it Monday.
Oh, which hand? Why?
Right hand, 3 different incisions.
Is that your dominant hand?
Uh-huh. It's really annoying being trying to be lefty.
Did you break something? Did you?
Carpal tunnel and 2 trigger finger releases.
Ow. Okay. So, good.
I was hanging on too tight to my current job, and I got a real clear message to let go, but the damage had been done. So.
Wow, Andy, that is brilliant, because that's so true. That is remarkable.
Then I learned I didn't need to let go because I could fly. And so I was, anyway, long story. But.
No, it's great. So it's true. So it really is that dynamic of sometimes we hold on so tight for too long. And not that there are any mistakes, there aren't any mistakes, but there is a dynamic of what's optimal. In other words, we have, it's like we kind of have choices along the way. And it's going to lead to the same outcome, most likely. However, sometimes it's gentler than others. So it is that listening space. Hi, Chris.
I tend not to do things the easy way, so.
Well, maybe you say up until now I haven't done things the easy way.
I mean, I have an easy button, but in my own life I tend to, you know, make things more complicated at times. So, but I always learn along the way, so that's the important thing.
Ah, so you enjoy learning that way.
I don't know if I enjoy learning that way. It's just the way my learning has gone at times. So, so feel free to, you know, do an easy button plug-in along with that discernment plug-in, and then we'll add that into the mix and see what we get.
And we are definitely going to do that. Thank you, Chris. So great. You're here too. I love ease too. And yet, you know, sometimes, you know, we need tension. We need tension in our bodies, that whole tensegrity thing. We need tension, but we need the appropriate amount of tension to kind of get things moving, not things to hold things rigidly. I want to tap into the optimal amount of tension in our lives and in our bodies. And I want to tap into the ease and grace, as well as I want to actually implement an independence button. And when I say independence button, I mean IN-dependence. So it's really coming back to that inner guidance dynamic. So it's really bringing yourself back in charge of yourself. And that doesn't mean there aren't rules and laws out there, but it does mean that you are being your own self-authority in that regard. And yes is saying yes. And Chris is saying, yes, please. Yes, we do.
Is it a dependent button or an independent button? Because you spelled out both.
Independent. I spelled IN hyphen dependent. So it's really about going in and dependent on that inner wisdom.
Okay.
So the independence is literally not anything to do with the Constitution, with any of the democracy stuff. It's all that inner guidance, that inner guidance.
Well, you could also call it independence button.
A what?
Independence button.
Yep.
Well, Andy can, but
or
I don't want
Andy Panda button, whichever works. So.
Just saying, you know, everything is possible.
So humor is part of tonight, guys. So Trina says, would love to launch my biz and services with ease. It's been intense, and yes, I would like to bring the tension to the proper optimal amount of tension and balance. Yes, Chris. So
speaking of breathing space, I'm in the process of healing up from a surgery to remove swollen tissue from my nose so I can breathe.
Okay. So did everybody hear that? So Chris or Susan is coming out of surgery or going into surgery? Coming out of surgery?
No, I had it 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. Coming out of surgery to remove tissue so she could breathe through her nose, her nasal passages.
And of course, and the first thing that happens is everything that's left swells more.
Yeah. Well, you're getting hearts and prayer hands here. And then Chris says, yay for laughter. So, okay. So you are not the only one, Susan. I mean, you are the only one I'm hearing about that. Easy Andy button for Andy and easy Chris button for Chris and easy Susan button for Susan.
Well, thank you.
What? As I said that, I actually saw, you know, how I've ridden, have you ever ridden a horse? And you're like, easy. So it's like, easy, Susan, and easy, Andy. That's actually a good one for you. Easy. It's like pulling your own reins, being in charge of your own self. Hello, Sune. And Dan. That's awesome. Sune and Dan are on Facebook. So, yeah, and oneness. And oneness with that interdependence of being our individual selves. So, Susan, there's more. You sent me a lot. You want to tell me more?
Sure. It's your I always love your rewording.
You want me to do a synopsis? Because a lot of it is physical.
That's true. It's been quite the month for all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it has been quite a month. And, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but I've so many people have been under duress this past month. So for Susan, there's been all kinds of medical challenges. And here's an image for everybody. And Susan has this image of, I think it came from the last session, actually, like a centrifuge. And if anybody knows what a centrifuge is, it's for to clear particles out of the blood. And so it's like all of the heavy things go to the outer wall. And so it feels like, she said, things are still in the centrifuge. So in other words, there's still a lot of heavy particles. In other words, heavy experiences and heavy patterns that are letting go that haven't yet quite fulfilled their purpose or your purpose with them. Because I always say, you know, it's like our patterns are our patterns, but we hold our patterns hostage as much as our patterns hold us hostage. So it's really about that mutual that mutual acceptance and that mutual space of allowing the lessons to be received, allowing the wisdom to be integrated and to be assimilated and to be sorted and discerned, and so that you can let go of what doesn't serve and get nourished by what does serve from all those experiences. So this is what I want for everybody too. I want nourishment. Nourishment for the heart and soul. Nourishment for the heart and soul of everything you've been through up to now and what is still to come, so that you can taste, literally taste that nourishment in such a way that it lightens your heart and soul, and then you're able to let go easier without damaging your physical being or your physical relationships. So we're putting that in as well. And so there's been a lot of dynamics with people moving too. So it's interesting because everybody's trying to move now, and Mercury's in retrograde right now. And so it's kind of like, I don't like to blame Mercury for anything, but I have noticed a pattern in communication for a lot of times if you try to actually go forward into something brand new, that it creates a challenge. So I just want to help ease those challenges for everybody in such a way that things are moving forward. And as we said, things are beginning to move forward. And Pluto is a tough one, Susan, and I think you've been dealing with that. Pluto's about death. Pluto's about other people's money. So it's actually about death and money, which is fascinating, and other people's money, which means a lot of the stuff out there that's going on with people's work and people's ability to actually relax. So it's really, let's bring some relaxation into our bodies. Hi, Sherry, Clary. So then there's a dynamic of, I don't even want to go into this too much about the whole dynamic of the chaos in the energy field, because it is there about do or don't accept the edicts. And so I'm just going to say, follow your inner guidance, and I'm going to put a clarity button in there. We're going to have lots of buttons. So it's like we're almost like installing a whole new operating panel for everybody to actually tap into. operating. Yes, Andy.
Discernment plugins into the pericardium and the Wei Qi to help with that do or don't or whatever information / misinformation is coming in.
So, in case anybody didn't hear that, a discernment button. Well, you know what? You're going to have to say that again, Andy, because when I try to repeat it, it's didn't come from me, so it's here, you.
Okay.
A discernment button.
A discernment plug-in or button, if that's easier for the terms you use on this call. To increase discernment at the level of the Wei Qi, which is the information coming into our physical body, and discernment at the pericardium, which is the major discernment vessel to come into the heart. So it's kind of improving discernment in the heart and body with all of this confusion, misinformation, chaos, whatever you want to call it.
That's beautiful. So everybody, in case you didn't hear that, it's a discernment plug-in button, whichever term works better for you. The plug-in works fine for me. It's literally plugging it into your energy field, and it's working with your pericardium and your Wei Qi. So it's the heart protector and the energy field to protect you. And that discernment button is to help you clarify what is right for you with all of the information being spewed about and all of the controversy and all of the agreements and disagreements and all of the battles. It's to get you out of the battle, get you out of the battle of the mind, and then tap you into the ability to discern at the heart level and at the energy level for yourself, without having to engage in a battle. Yes. I'm happy you're here too, Kara. And you too, Trina. Oh, Trina said her parents are being forced to move in the next 2 months. So that's sad, all of these things that are happening. that are out of our control. So what we can do is energize our ability to stay, to breathe, to stay present, and to disengage with fight. When I say disengage with the fight, that doesn't mean don't take action where you can help or where it is needed. It means do not take action in the mind and out in the middle of the battle where it does no help to anyone. Because as you've heard me say, hi, who's that, Daka or Nani?
That is Daka.
I thought so. Hello, Daka, my love. So Daka is speaking, and he's saying, I have something to say.
He does. He's usually quiet.
No, he's like, he's lovely. He's saying, I do have something to say. He's like, quit fighting, people, quit fighting. And actually, even more than that, Daka's vibration is very high. And you've probably heard me say this before, but those of us who are, everybody's conscious. We all are conscious. But not everybody's conscious of their consciousness. So for those of us who are conscious of our consciousness of whatever we imagine ourselves to be, we need to be more diligent in terms of what we energize and how we energize it. So to engage and try to convince somebody or to engage in an attitude of trying to get something accomplished or get someone to see our points of view is not helpful at all. So it really is, it's really like, it's not even about isolating yourself and keeping yourself in a specific environment, although that is helpful sometimes. I have been doing that. And what that means is it allows me to stay clear. Even in the murkiness that comes and goes, because believe me, I'm seeing and feeling a lot of things. And honestly, we don't know anything for sure. But we can go with our heart and with our inner guidance and tap into it and find out, is this true for me? And is this mine to address? Or do I step back and let it unravel and take the natural course that it apparently needs to take because it's showing up in my world? So Sune says these past few days have shown what is breaking down very clearly and has therefore helped to identify what is going to be improving and growing soon. There really are so many opportunities in this chaotic landscape. And that's exactly it. It's all about opportunity, people. It's all about opportunity. It's all about the opportunity to step into a whole new way of being, a whole truer way of being that identifies not with our individual personalities and roles in life, but identifies with our souls, which are all connected as one. So it's like just choose well for yourself in every moment with clear mind through breath. And don't engage by holding your breath. Don't make any choices in the place of fear. Clarify your breath and your mind before you actually make a step. Yeah, focus on love and light. And that's true, Chris, but so many people have such a weird definition of love. So love has too many connotations for most people, so do focus on love if you can focus on that love from that clear perspective. Yeah, who does this belong to is right. So it's coming into this space of accepting, but not from a resignation victim point of view, from an empowered present point of view, an empowered presence. So, Susan also says her desire is for the session that transformation proceed with ease, grace, and joy for all who are willing. And that she and her family, she and Stan and Daka and Nani, are fully willing, releasing all attachments to duality and drama. And that's an interesting dynamic. We appear to be living in duality, but not everybody is. The world is focused on duality, but that doesn't mean you have to play that game. It just means you have to participate to the degree that you are here now. Hi, Chantian. I may not have said your name right. I apologize, but hi and welcome. So it really is, yeah, coming from source. Whether that word is source or love, it's all, or God or whatever, it's all the same. I don't know that the universe is the same word. We often say the universe has our back, but the universe is more of the construct of our minds. So it's bigger than the universe. So Trina says, I've had the toxic pattern from men come to my door many times. I keep saying no, but it shows back up. I wonder what needs to shift in the unconscious. And you are saying, Trina, your unconscious, correct? Because that's where it needs to shift, in your unconscious. And what I'm getting is, in the balancing of the masculine and feminine, what's happening now is the feminine is finally starting to rise in a truer form of feminine. Up until now, the feminine has been rising as the distorted masculine. So the feminine and masculine have both been distorted and have not been coming from a divine perspective. They've been coming from a man and woman perspective, which is mini-mind. So now we're starting to recognize, hey, that may have worked, seemed to work a while, but let's see if we can change that around. So it really is, Trina, about coming to that place of clarity within yourself and tapping into the magnetism of femininity. And what I mean by that is not, there's a difference between magnetism and victim-blame dynamic. In other words, giving too much. I know I've had that pattern of giving so much that it was like I had this outward flow so much that it just simply brought to me people who were willing to take because I was so willing to give. So it's not until you turn it around and start giving to yourself that healthier men can show up at your door. Your door needs to have the opportunity for healthier men to come because it's allowing, you're coming from a place of, hey, I am taking care of me and I am happy and well being me and I am open to having another person in my life who is also taking care of him so that we can share caretaking each other. Yeah. So we have a tendency to be myopic a lot of times because we hear things and we know they're true, but we haven't integrated them enough. And so really, it's a really, these last few years, I think, have been the most, not that every time is not an opportunity, have been the most opportune time to integrate, to get clear on where you stand and how you're choosing to be in this world. And as you choose how you're choosing to be, you open the door. It's like your door transforms. You open the door for a new world. I know many of you have heard me say this before. Course in Miracles says we're shifting dimensions all the time, and players all look the same, but they're different because we've shifted dimensions. That's that whole dynamic of, is it really a duality? No, but it still appears to be a duality. So as we shift, the people that are in our lives that are willing to shift come with us. And as we shift, it's like literally your door, Trina, and everybody's door that's been attracting what they don't want. Is as you get clear on not what you don't want. Well, you got to get clear on what you don't want to be clear on what you prefer. But maybe there's a time where you need to quit so much of the contrast of what you don't want and tap into the presence of being who you are so that you can open the door to another reality. And in that other reality, different people enter your world. People that you prefer to have in your world, people that are more aligned with what you really want and choose for your life. We have changed track, Chris. So, you do have to claim your power. But first you have to know you have it. And I would say, what do you want? But I also am changing the words from what you want to what you prefer. Because what you want is an energy of lack. If you want it, it means you don't have it. If you prefer it, it means you have an option. So it's all about options here. We all have more options than we realize. We think we don't have options because of this dual perspective, this black or white, man or woman, good or bad. There's a whole lot of world in between that. It's a whole lot of nuances and vibrations and frequencies and unlimited infinite supply of what you can have and what you can be, or what you already have and who you can be. So it's really about, what do you choose? What do you choose? And
when
a lot
you
of
change
times,
the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Exactly.
That's Wayne Dyer.
What
I keep hearing as you're saying that is you have to change the way you look at things inside. That's an internal process. Then the things you look at will change. So then different things will come into your life,
Exactly.
And then you can kind of adjust from there.
Yep. If we want our world to change, we literally have to be that change. That's not just a saying. Be the change you want to see in the world, because that's the only way it can come about, because you are being that, which means you are inviting more of that. Yeah. It's kind of like sending the past back to source, Sine says, and I agree with that, and I kind of see that, like, the way I see it is we do send it back to past, but I also am seeing sending it back to source. So maybe it goes through the past back to source. And in a way, I sometimes see like the waves collapsing in these dimensions. It's like, okay, that one's done. Let's collapse that wave so then we can kind of bring us more together instead of scattered throughout all these dimensions. Hi, Daka. I know I'm talking too much. Hi, Marla. So that is a lot to take in. So take it in. Yeah, Sine, it is. Guess what? Sine says, is that born again? And it is. And you know what? We are born again. Everybody, listen to this. We are born again every time we take in a breath and exhale. That is being born again, because our breath is our life source. And every time we take a breath in and out, and cells are dying and being born all the time in this structure of this body that we have. And every time we take a breath in and out, we're born again. It's a new opportunity. Every breath we take is literally a new opportunity. Yes. Time is ending, actually. Chris says time is shifting, and it is. It's ending as we know it. We are alive. And so it's really breathing into that space of this temple that carries us around. Hi. Got anything else, Susan? I hear Daka. What's Daka saying?
Oh, I know. He's a chirping.
He's excited, too. Chris said, yes, exciting. And Daka's excited, too. He's like, yes. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up. They're actually getting it.
Yes, exactly. It's like, wake up, wake up, wake up. So, everybody, I don't know about you, but I think it's time to hydrate. So, if it feels right to you, stop and take a breath and breathe this in and take a drink of water and hydrate it into the cells of your body. So, let's see what else is going to come up. Space is coming up. Yeah, thank you. Sune says, letting my body breathe me. And that's actually more accurate than taking a breath. The theory is we are not the one breathing. We are the one being breathed. And if we can relax into that, knowing that that doesn't mean that we're threatened in any way, it means we are actually held in this sacred, safe space of being. And all we truly need to do is allow the breath to come through us. And for every time we allow the breath to come through us easily, it brings more vitality to every cell in your body. It brings more clarity to your feelings and your body, and also to your ability to sense clearly. I say sense clearly more because I almost said to think clearly, but it's more about sense clearly. Because we think with this head brain. But this head brain, the brain is the organ that is the transmitter and receiver for the thoughts that are in this collective consciousness and beyond. We're not thinking, we're being thought. So if we could just relax into that and actually find the humor and the joy in that, imagine how freeing that is. So that is not actually, that actually just feels so spacious and so inviting and so joyful. Like there is nothing, no thing anywhere that is against you. I think there's a line in Hamlet, and it basically it's like nothing is wrong or something to the effect of, no, I don't need to actually go there. But bottom line is it's only our thinking or our thoughts that we claim as our thoughts in this stream of consciousness that create the stress and the trauma and the drama and the pains of struggle. So it's really about coming into this place of clarity and acceptance and love and appreciation and gratitude. Appreciation is a big one too. Even in this world of consumerism, in this world of money, and money's not bad. Money is an energy it's how we barter and share experiences and services in this world. So it's just an energy. It's an extension of our energy. But it's only our thinking and our actions from those thinking thoughts that make them bad. So really, to create this spaciousness in your heart, and to be so free within yourself that you can be out amongst whatever and not attract a fight or not step into fear. Just breathe into fear and let it move through your body so that your body can receive whatever message is coming through without having to be beaten up and pummeled. Pain is a messenger too. How many here want to come into alignment with pain so that it's fleeting, if at all, when it visits? I know I do. Yes. Receiving breath. That's brilliant too, Sinead, because we become a receiver then, because so many of us have been a transmitter. And when we're transmitting all the time, we're not able to receive. When we think we're thinking all the time, or when we're talking all the time, or when we're doing all the time, we're transmitting. And all of those receptors are offline. And so we aren't able to receive the blessings that are right there for us when we become available for them. Ha. That's great. Wait, Sune says, I need to practice receiving so it's convenient. Convenient. Say more, Sune. Can you say more? Can you say more? Aha. Air is everywhere. Yes. Air is everywhere. Thank you. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times people say, I make these times where I breathe. So we can always practice receiving. Yes, air is everywhere, so we can always practice receiving. So that's why I said say more, because there's so many people that say, you know, you give me this practice of breathing, and how many times a day should I do it? That's the biggest question I get. How many times a day should I do it? How many minutes should I do it? How many times should I breathe? And I basically just say all the time. But if you are needing to remind yourself, which most of us do, because most of us stop breathing when we're trying to listen, which really doesn't allow us to listen well, because what that does is that just keeps the thoughts flowing so that we're actually trying to see what we need to say next. And so we're thinking instead of listening. So breath is the essence of who we are. It's essential. So that is the number one thing we could do more often, better, more consciously. And I would say, everybody says, well, how should I breathe? I'm going to say it's going to be different for all of us. And Susan, it's going to be very different for you right now because your nose is clogged up. So I want to work with your sense of smell, actually. And we're going to work with your nose and your nasal passages and anybody else that needs this as well. And I think all of us need this, actually, because it's also part of this dynamic with this whole pandemic thing, that breath is, it's the one thing we're withholding. And that's another blessing of this whole dynamic. It's showing us, wow, look what we're withholding from ourselves. But,
well,
so
loss of taste and smell are part of the symptoms of COVID, and that affects
right?
our discernment.
Right, exactly. It's also a threat to our survival because the sense of smell and taste are linked to nourishment. So if you're out in the wild and you can't smell or taste a certain thing, you might eat something poisonous and die.
Yep.
So it's very much linked into our survival mechanism. And so we need to work with that fight-flight mechanism in the senses, in all of the senses, actually. But the sense of smell also has to do with knowing where you belong. And Susan, I think you would recognize that's been a big deal.
Oh, yes.
Where do I belong? Mm-hmm. Big deal for most of us.
With all this breath, I'm also thinking I've got some central sleep apnea, where the brain just quits telling your muscles to breathe while you sleep.
Which yeah,
is interesting
kind of
and trusting that it will wake me, it will start again.
Right. And it's also an epidemic right now, this whole apnea thing.
Really?
I mean, if you look around, it's a big market, these machines and these yeah. doctors. So there's something in this consciousness, in this collective consciousness, that we can actually, I feel like we need to pull a thread on that, on threat, on survival versus thrival. So it's like our nervous systems are all hardwired up till now, all hardwired still to survival mode. And we're, and so our, yeah, the amygdala, the brainstem, all of that. So it's like really bringing that into alignment, bringing the amygdala into alignment with the prefrontal cortex, actually. And doing a cleanse or pulling threads out of the amygdala of these patterns of fight flight where we're always running for fear of our life. And that's linked into our central nervous system, right down the central channel, all the way to the tailbone. And this is an interesting image I'm seeing for the first time. It's fascinating. All the way down to the tailbone, which is thought of as the rudder of our lives. That little tiny bone at the end of our spine. And that tailbone is showing up in our central nervous system, literally going all the way back to the beginning of time and dinosaurs and the tail. So it's really showing that reptilian brain stuckness, that reptilian brain dynamic of so strongly in survival mode that it's not willing to let go. And so, hence your carpal tunnel, the surgery, Andy. So it's like, I want to work with that central nervous system down the spine, all the way down to the tailbone, and literally go back to the beginning of time and creation and that dinosaur dynamic and that whole reptilian dynamic of fight or flight, fight or flight, fight or flight, fight, flight or freeze. Actually, it's all of them. Fight, flight, or freeze.
I'm getting Purama EGBs and then a microcosmic orbit, which is hard for me to explain right now, but the circulation of the what is the governing vessel, conception vessel from is that are those acupuncture? Are those meridians, I think? And
well, they're meridians.
And we've already
also
worked.
Go ahead.
Well, and then we've already hit, you know, the Purama EGBs, I don't know if you were in that class, but it's amygdala, yeah. pericardium, wei qi, and I'm blanking on the fourth one. But so we got three of the four anyway already. But
well, they're in there anyway, Andy. We don't need to remember them. We know them. They're in our being.
Yeah. But they're important.
So,
discernment.
Yeah. So Andy is actually bringing in body talk terms, don't worry about them. They're infused in this session. If you're in this session or if you're in this session even later, they're infused in you as long as you're willing to receive them. And what that means is just working with the structure and functions of the body in different areas to bring those changes about so that you're not stuck in that old pattern, that old reptilian pattern. So this is where the terms plug-in come from and programs come from and linking and all of that is all part of body talk. And so we use those terms, but I just want you to know that they're in there. Ah, things got quieter all of a sudden. What happened? That's good. Things are kind of, I feel like things just cleared. That whole link that we just did was very powerful. And especially going all the way down to the tailbone, that is big. Even though it's little, it's big. And another thing Sunay says about the sinuses are about relationships as well. So, yeah, they are. And that also, Sunay, relationships, true. And that also is somehow related to the belonging aspect of knowing where you belong and who you belong partner, who you belong with, like who is your family. And actually, that's really good to say that, because we're going to implement that in terms of the whole blood dynamic within everybody, in terms of clarifying your blood so that your blood is also working with that feminine and masculine dynamic and harmonizing. That goes back to ancestors again. Mom and dad side. And it's not about a specific person in each lineage. It's about the branches, which actually literally looks like the branches of a tree or even the capillaries just spreading out into mom's 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 dad's mom's mom's mom, mom's mom's dad and dad's dad and all of that. So all the way back into all of those branches, just opening up those pathways for spaciousness in the heart and in the blood so that we're not fighting ourselves. And we're fighting ourselves even when it feels like we're fighting someone else. And that's a dynamic. I'm being told I need to say this. It's like in terms of our blood and family, many people have had family issues. And here's the dynamic. Your mom and dad and all your ancestors are part of you in the physical form. Their blood is in you. Your mom's blood and your dad's blood is part of you. So if you have issues with your mom or with your dad, you have issues internally. And your blood is always going to be connected, and it always has to be connected. And if you're not connected in love and in harmony, and it doesn't mean that you even have to have an intense relationship with the person, but you need to be able to accept the love of your parents, even no matter how it looks. And what I mean by that is not accept abuse, but internally you need to accept it because their blood is in your body. And if you are not connected to them harmoniously, then your blood will take on their illnesses, their weaknesses, because it has to feel connected one way or another. So it's really clearing up those internal guidance systems, that internal compass, I believe Chris said earlier, working with the dynamics of harmonizing yourself, your blood, your physical being, your energetic, emotional, mental body. And your filters, the senses, like cleansing the filter of the mind to give more spaciousness, to see the opportunities that are always present to you. You can't see them all at once. That's just too much. It's like, oh my God, too much. I can't make anything. So it creates an overwhelm dynamic. So what we want to do is establish a program that opens it up appropriately, the appropriate amount of tension, the appropriate amount of expansion, so that more and more becomes available as you breathe into your body and your being more and more, and as you become available. I love it. So everybody, take three breaths again. And tap that in. And you just saw me shake. It's just because something just shifted. And if you shake or you yawn or you sneeze or anything, just know that something just shifted. I think that's it, everyone. So, feel free to watch this or listen to it several times. Once, not at all, but if you do, it's going to infuse it and deepen your ability to take it in and receive it more and more. So, anybody have anything more to say? You're welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, Debbie. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
It was, and thank you, too. And thank you, Susan, Daka, and Nun, and Stan.
We all appreciate it.
And I appreciate it. Thank you, Mimi.
Daka's singing now.
Oh, Daka's singing now. Before chirping, now he's singing. I love this bird.
And he loves Dan, you.
Dan would like to wake up tomorrow. That's brilliant.
And if you like, you know, the recording of this is going to be on newmoonsession.com probably by tomorrow. And so you can always go there. And if you like to make comments, you know what to do, you know. Go on the website or do it on Facebook, share it with people, have fun. And, you know, make sure people know that Debbie's out there doing it every new moon. So newmoonsession.com is the way to go. Thank you. And I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. You know, what he said is true. You know, I'm not a promoter of myself, but this world needs guidance. When I say this world needs guidance, it's all within us. But the more of us that we can reach, the more we can, we're at this tipping point. I know you guys have all heard me say this before. We're at this tipping point where we have a choice. And it's not a black and white choice, because all this dimensional dynamic, it's like, you know, who knows at what people choosing one way or another, who knows what that outcome will be. Ultimately, I do feel the outcome will be the same for everyone. However, we have a choice of, can we do this graciously and gracefully? In other words, can we wake up harmoniously together in love and light, which is what we really are? Or are we going to fight tooth and nail and create a lot of damage along the way? And I don't know about you guys, but my heart says no to damage. My heart says yes to love and light. And I would like more people to know that they have options, and that they are responsible in a good way, not in a burdensome way, for their own choices in their own lives. And this is not about politics. This is about love. This is about life. This is about awakening. And so feel free to share it, because the more people that watch this, I just want people to wake up. I want to live in – my goal is waking myself up enough that I help wake up the world around me, so that we re-enliven or remember that we are living in heaven and we are heavenly representatives. And Dan, I'm just going to say, do some more breathing, please, my dear. Receive all this. Accept this all in with your breath. Take a few minutes before you go to bed. Take some breathing. And the anxiety is part of that fight-flight dynamic I'm talking about, plus paying attention to all that stuff out there and the dynamics of the pressures of what you feel like you need to be doing. So I'm going to recommend that, especially for the few weeks, you just take a lot of time and breathe. Everybody, create spaciousness so that there's not so much rapid-fire reactivity being shot about. And you do have charge of that in your own environment. And your environment is, like I've said for years and years and years, it's like you're throwing a stone into a pool of water, and your stone is going to create a circle and a ripple. And for enough of us that actually do live that way, all of those ripples are going to come together. And guess what? That's the flower of life. So we can wake up in grace. so we can receive grace and accept grace, because it's already here. We just keep saying we don't know it's there up until now. So, thank you all. I love you. I appreciate you. And the recording will be available on Facebook when we hang up, but also the recording will be available on the New Moon website, and the link will be available either tonight or tomorrow at the latest. Okay? Much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you too. I love you all. Thank you for being in my world.
Bye.
Bye.